would like to take you back to is the civil disobedience that you spoke of. So you spoke of it, how you kind of learned about it while you were a child, and you saw how important civil disobedience can be. It actually saved your life. And if we bring it back to now, I think maybe civil disobedience is maybe the only thing that could save us.
It's the only thing.
Right.
It's the only thing. And it's happening all in the world. It's not happening in Israel. Exactly. It's happening all over the world. I mean, I was interviewed a few days ago by Italian company, and you know, and they said the green passports at work finally got the Italians up in arms. That's it. They don't want it.
Yeah, and here it's by the way,
I just as a very parenthetical, it's almost amusing, but I'm sort of, for the first time ever since I left Romania, have I ever thought of it in a positive way. But Romania dropped everything. No vaccination, no masks, no distancing, no nothing. They're selling some of the inventory to Denmark and others. They've had enough. The Romanians do not want to be vaccinated. End of story.
Yeah.
Well, if a few more countries do that, that's the way to stop them. We have to understand that while all this has been going on, really, civil disobedience could have blocked the whole thing. We are 7.8 billion. They are maybe 1,000 at most. It's absurd that we should be terrorized by them. Part of the thing, though, is, and Israelis are very much in that, the love affair.
That's one of my theories.
The love affair. That is what has led to people not believing. It's, I compare it to, imagine a little child, a little toddler, loves its teddy bear, right? How could that teddy bear, you know, bite it or cause it ill? That's the way they're looking at this. This couldn't do, oh no. This is a two-way highway, and most of the information was being taken from you without knowing it.
Not only that, it's the one thing that's dumbing down society, right? So one of my theories is that the, you know, the TikToks, the Big Brother shows, it all got us used to being in this little unreal kind of too well. You know the phrase, hard times create strong men create good times create weak men create bad times. And that's a very, it really resonates with me, because I feel like we've had too much of a good time. And men are not.
It's instant gratification. You know, oh, it's so convenient. Oh, it's so this and that. People just threw away their thinking caps. Where is, you know, it really doesn't take a genius. I mean, I happen to be able to ascertain connections, you know, to connect the dots. But there are so many people who are, you know, brilliant, who can, all this technology, they can do all that. How could they, even those who are immersed in it, I mean, so many Israelis are in tech, and they don't, nothing. They don't want to hear. They have been so conditioned to not go where you're not supposed to. To me, that's the first thing I want to go to, because what's there to hide, right?
Exactly.
No, in other words, the educational system, I gather, throughout the Western world has destroyed people being able to critically think and evaluate something for themselves. They're going, it's all the crowd. Whatever the crowd goes to, you go to. That's not being an adult. I'm sorry. It's one thing when teenagers are, you know, like that, but it's carried over to the adult generation. And that's outrageous. I mean, there's no, who will protect the children if the parents abdicate their responsibility?